With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Over the weekend, Montana's GOP created a new document to define the beliefs of their party. Republicans from all over the state moved between event rooms at the Hilton Garden Inn during the two-day platform convention in Missoula. Along with the writing and adoption of a party platform, the event also served as a social event and party fundraiser. After a buffet-style lunch on Friday, Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte told the crowd that they should use this time to further work at uniting the party.
And that's what this is about. Taking a message that resonates across Montana so that we can get people on our team and get possession of the ball.
The ball in this case is the momentum and influence of Montana's political future. Gianforte is facing incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock in the race for the governor's seat. Gianforte positioned himself as the generous quarterback, formally endorsing every Republican legislative candidate in the room and telling them they should expect a donation from him supporting their campaign.
Because you need to win each one of your races, because I'm going to need a lot of help when we get to Helena.
After the luncheon, party members went back to work revising the planks of their party platform. That work came to vote Saturday. Over about 7 hours of revision, debate, and approval, party members at times struggled to agree on the scope of their work. Some Republicans wanted a platform with very specific details on the party's beliefs, but others wanted to paint with a broader brush and be more general about their statements. Here's the Montana GOP chairman, Jeff Esmond.
Well, that's always the tension that comes before a committee of 200-plus people. You know, you want to try to be brief and general enough to talk about, you know, your principles.
But he said the platform also has to give enough detail to guide elected leaders and let the larger Republican Party hold them accountable. Ravalli County Committee Man Hollis Poe pushed for more clarity in the GOP's platform during the convention. He wanted to add specific language to reject what he calls the transgender school directive from the federal government pushing a progressive social agenda. His language wasn't approved, but the overall concept was, rejecting directives from the federal government that could impact Montana schools. Poe says some members of his party watered down their beliefs to the point where they can be interpreted in a number of ways.
And if that's the case, then probably we should just eliminate that portion from our platform because we either stand for something or we don't.
He says some members of the GOP intentionally leave their platform beliefs vague because it allows more people to identify with their issues. And that could mean more Republican voters.
There's a number of people in our party who would like to broaden the tent to the point to where it encompasses a great deal of people that are truly outside of who we are. The idea is that there are people who want to sort of straddle the fence or broaden the stakes of the tent to the point to where they encompass enough for votes for them to be elected.
During the platform discussion, Robert Saunders, committee man for Yellowstone County, objected to Poe's language and other language that addressed very specific issues.
The goal of our platform is to generally express what we stand for and not to get into the weeds on specific issues. The goal is to create a framework of, to create a dialogue, really, and not to needlessly antagonize people. We want to simultaneously be gentle and honest. We don't want to hide things. We don't want to lie about things. So I believe our resolution allows us to hold our people accountable, honestly communicates what we stand for, and simultaneously is broad enough to include people who generally believe what we believe in.
According to party staffers, the Montana GOP has a loyal base of around 115,000 voters. And in order to win a majority of their party's elections, party staffers say they need to get around 235,000 votes. The Republican Party has a goal of spending more than $200,000 trying to secure those votes for their candidates before the general election. And if those candidates reach office, the platform and planks approved by a majority vote on Saturday will serve as a guide, not a rulebook for action. The Montana GOP revises its platform every 2 years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.